Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking Swing in Ableton Live 12 and using it the right way for rag-infused drum and bass chaos. Not messy chaos, controlled chaos, the kind that feels alive, dangerous, and still absolutely locked on the dance floor. At 174 BPM, DNB can fall apart fast if you treat swing like a blanket setting. So the key idea here is simple. Don't swing everything. Give each rhythmic layer a job. Your low end is the anchor. Your backbeat is the authority. Your tops are the movement. Your edits are the personality. That's the mindset. Start by setting your project to 174 BPM and 4/4. Then build a clean foundation with three main layers: kick, snare, and tops. Keep the kick straight. Put the snare on 2 and 4. Don't get clever with the low end yet. In this style, the kick and sub need to hit like a weapon, not wobble around the grid. For the tops, that's where the energy starts to breathe. Hats, ghost hats, rim clicks, little percussion hits, and if you've got them, chopped break slices. This is where swing belongs. In drum and bass, swing usually works best on high and mid percussion, not on the whole drum engine. Now, if you want the groove to feel more authentic, don't rely only on MIDI shuffle. Use a break. A break already has human microtiming, velocity variation, and that slightly irregular motion that makes jungle feel alive. Load a break into simpler in slice mode, or slice it to a new MIDI track. Keep the slices clean. If certain hits feel late or muddy, adjust the start points a little. The goal is to preserve the movement, but clean it up around the low end. Now we get to the core move, groove pool. This is where Ableton Live 12 becomes your swing laboratory. You can extract groove from a break or choose a groove from the library, then apply it selectively. That word is important. Selectively. For DNB, you usually want timing somewhere around 15-25%. Velocity around 10-20%, and random kept very low. You want repeatable movement, not drunken timing drift. A bit of push and pull is great. Unpredictable slop is not. Apply that groove to hats, percussion, ghost snares, vocal chops, and break tops. Leave the kick, sub, and main snare backbone mostly straight. If you swing the things that define the drop, the whole track loses punch. Here's a really useful move. Duplicate a clip and make one version straight and one version swung. Then blend them. That can be done with volume, mute automation, or just arranging them in different sections. This gives you motion without destroying your grid discipline. It's a great way to make the groove feel deep while still keeping it readable. For ragga-style chops and vocal stabs, the timing feel matters a lot. A vocal that lands just behind the beat can feel swaggering and rude in the best way. A chop that arrives a touch early can feel urgent and aggressive. Try nudging certain vocal hits by just a few milliseconds. Late by 10 to 20 milliseconds can feel relaxed and heavy. Early by 5 to 10 milliseconds can add tension. Small moves matter here. And remember, swing is not just timing. Velocity is a huge part of it. A rhythm with good accents and ghost notes will feel more human than a perfectly shuffled pattern with flat dynamics. Use velocity to shape the pocket. Let some hits speak harder, let others sit back, and leave space where the groove needs air. Bass is part of the swing. Now let's talk about the low end, because this is where a lot of producers accidentally break the track. Keep the sub aligned with the kick. Use mono if needed. Keep the envelopes tight. Short attack, controlled release. No wandering note starts. If you want movement in the bass, build it with filter envelopes, automation, note length changes, or LFO. Don't use global swing to create bass motion. That's a fast way to lose the entire foundation. On your drum bus, keep things glued and modern. A clean stock chain can go a long way. Start with EQ8 to clear unnecessary low rumble and any mud in the low mids. Then add drum bus for a bit of drive and snap. Follow that with glue compressor for a little cohesion. Not heavy squashing. A touch of saturator can add density, and utility can help you manage width if the tops start getting too wide. The goal is tightness with attitude. Now for the ragga chaos. This is where you make the track feel like it's talking back. Add vocal chops, horn stabs, reverse cymbals, delay throws, small percussion fills, and little edits that land just before or after the snare. A single vocal chop placed late can sound huge. A reverse hit into the bar can create anticipation. A tiny silence before the snare can hit harder than another busy fill. Controlled chaos is usually about subtraction, not overload. Here is a good advanced approach. Create a two-bar loop and make each bar do one specific thing. Maybe one vocal chop lands late, one percussion hit comes in early, one reverse effect pulls into the next bar, and one small gap opens before the snare. That push and pull makes the groove feel edited, not looped. Another pro move is to vary groove intensity across the arrangement. Don't keep the exact same shuffle the whole time. That flattens the energy. Instead, use contrast. A mostly straight intro can make a swung drop feel massive. A busy, animated section can make a stripped back bar feel like a reset. Then when the groove returns, it feels bigger. That's a big lesson in this style. Swing should have a job. If a part doesn't need motion, leave it straight. Use swing where it improves the feel. Hats and shakers for bounce. Vocal chops for swagger. Fill hits for surprise. Don't make groove a wallpaper setting. A few extra details can really lift the result. Split your percussion into two personalities if you can. One slightly late, one slightly urgent. Blend them quietly under the main beat. That tension creates a more complex pocket than a single groove amount ever could. Also, use delay as rhythmic glue. A rag of vocal with a dotted delay can create swing even when the original note is straight. Filter the repeats so they sit in the rhythm instead of cluttering the mix. And here's something that matters more than people think. Watch the downbeat. The first beat of the bar is where swing either feels stylish or messy. Even if the tops are loose, the bar needs to reset clearly. The listener should always know where one is. If you're editing audio, use warp in beats mode and preserve the transients. If you're editing MIDI, use quantize carefully. Don't over-quantize break material. Leave some human shape in there. A little looseness is the point, but it has to be deliberate looseness. Let's put it all together in a practical exercise. Set up a 4-bar loop at 174 BPM. Program a kick on 1. Put the snare on 2 and 4. Add a 1-bar hat pattern. Duplicate the hats into two layers, one straight, one swung with groove pool. Add a chopped vocal phrase, and nudge one hit slightly late and another slightly early. Bring in a break layer, but use it mostly as ghost hits and fills. Apply groove lightly to each layer, hats around 20 to 25%, break ghosts around 15 to 20%, vocal chops around 10 to 15%. Keep the kick and substrate. Then listen back and ask yourself three things. Does it dance? Is the low end locked? And do the edits feel intentional? If you want the track to feel even more dangerous, make a second version. Swing the hats a little more, reduce the swing on the vocals, and push the break ghosts slightly late. Compare both versions. Usually, the one that feels more dangerous is the one that keeps the low end cleaner and uses swing more strategically. So here's the big takeaway. Swing in drum and bass is not about making the groove lazy. It's about separating rhythm into zones. Straight and powerful in the low end. Human and animated in the tops. Loose and expressive in the edits. Controlled and deliberate in the arrangement. That's the sweet spot where jungle spirit meets modern DNB precision. Clean backbone. Selective swing. Smart chops. Contrast. Use Ableton Live 12 Groove Pool, Clip Editing, Warp Tools, Drum Bus, Echo Utility, and a QA to make the groove feel alive without losing impact. That's how you get rag-infused chaos that still hits hard on a big system. And if you want to keep going, the next step is to build this into a full Live 12 template or map out a dedicated drum rack and groove preset for your swung DNB tops.